Charles Woodson went through limited practice status today, and it was really part of the protocol that the player goes through to get back on the field full time. So they used some moments in the practice structure to do that. So he looks good, and I would anticipate him playing this week.
Mike, were you outside in pads too? Obviously, we were not.
We went outside today for all the team periods. We worked in shells. We'll work in pads tomorrow.
Can you the role, the level that Aaron's playing at right now, I don't know if you can, if there's one play or one throw that you can think of that kind of epitomizes how high of a level he's playing at?
I'll probably just go back to Donald's throw. I thought Donald Driver's touchdown, the second one, was a fabulous throw where he's buying time, being smart with his feet, having them set, resetting. He obviously recognized the three-man rush. They're playing coverage, and then he throws a fastball with the accuracy that he has inside the pylon. So I think that was clearly one of his statement throws. It reminds me a little bit of the throw he made to Jordy Nelson down there in Atlanta last year to tie the game.
Those of us who don't know football as well as you do, is there a way to describe how well he's playing?
He's playing great. I mean, you compare his numbers to what's been done before. He's playing at a great level, and more importantly, he's done it so consistently. I mean, his worst game of the year has been a 106, pass rating. So we all kind of held our breath a little bit in the staff meeting. We didn't know if Tom was going to give him a winning performance or not. So because he dipped under 110, but he's just playing at a great level.
Bishop and Hawk?
Desmond is not going to practice today or tomorrow. He'll be challenged to get on the field this week. AJ's further ahead. I had a chance to watch AJ a little bit in his rehab, so he's getting close.
Mike, does the situation that with Eric and what happened this morning change at all his availability for you Sunday?
Eric Walden will start Sunday, but we're watching his situation, both go through the legal process and the league process. So, his status hasn't changed.
When would you expect to know the league process and
kind of ruling? I do not have a timeline.
Do you consider that the whole case closed in your mind? Other than that?
No, it's obviously not closed. It's an open situation and we're respecting the process.
A few years ago when you guys were having problems with penalties, did you guys think that you had a reputation around the league? And if so, I guess, how did you go about fixing that reputation?
I didn't ask anybody about our reputation around the league at that particular time. It's we just coached the positives of our football team, and that obviously wasn't one at the time. So, but you break it down and you use the film examples and no different than some of the other areas that you want to improve on. So it's just something we continue to emphasize, and the players committed to it, and I think it's a big part of our success today.
Mike, after the game on Sunday, DJ said, if we want to go where we want to go, we have to get better on defense. Do you think you guys can achieve your goals for this season if you keep playing defense the way you have the first 12 games?
Well, the reality of our defense, talked about in team meeting today, they're 7% off of the production that we accomplished last year, just to give a comparison. So, we averaged 66.3 plays a game. 7% of that is 4.5 plays a game. So, we're looking at 5 plays a game that we need to win as opposed to lose. And then you break it down in the areas that are emphasized as far as the negative plays, and it's big plays. So our guys are in tune with it. But the biggest emphasis as a football team is to really focus on the basics. We're playing winter football now. We're going to play, 4 games here, all in winter conditions, and 3 of them on Lambeau Field. So we're going to make the adjustment. I'm fully confident that we're going to play championship defense down the stretch here.
So far this year, do you think of highly performing offensive teams or consistency? You think of the Packers, Saints, Patriots. What are some teams that you think jump out of this league for defense in this season?
I don't look at it that way. I spend a lot of time focusing on our team. I know some coaches may study other teams during the season. I do not. We have people that they keep their finger on the pulse and the trend of what's going on around the league. But you know, there's some great defensive teams in the league, and whatever your opinion is on it, I'll agree with you.
Mike, what stood out to you when you looked at Oakland's offense?
Run the football. You know, I think they do an excellent job of running the football, big play production. So that's the thing that really jumps off the film at you.
What have you thought of Carson Palmer, considering he hasn't had a whole lot of time there?
Carson looks good. I mean, he's definitely a veteran. You know, played against him a few years ago, so he's definitely added to their offense, physical offensive line, their playmakers. So I'm sure they're very pleased that Carson's there. He's doing a good job.
Coach, how do you feel about Brandon Sane's ability to pick up the blitz and do some of the other things aside of just, you know, running and receiving some of the other intangibles?
I would consider that a strength of Brandon, you know, clearly, because I think the biggest step for young players is to understand protection and be to understand how the defense is attacking the protection. And we spend a lot of time on protection and adjustments as an offense, and he's picked it up very well going back to training camp and has been able to execute the adjustments and so forth. So I'm very pleased with him as a pass protector.
Mike, are you getting what you thought you would out of Mike Neal at this point?
Well, it's a little bit like I said last week. I mean, Mike's probably just getting ready to finish training camp. I mean, that's kind of the body clock that he's on right now, and he just needs to play. He needs reps. He needs to practice. Padded practice tomorrow is definitely something that, you know, he needs to play, so he's just rusty.
Can you talk about bringing Graham Harrell up to
the practice? Yeah, it's a great opportunity for Graham. You know, he's, you know, someone that's been in our program now for, you know, almost 2 years, and you know, obviously favorable to the quarterback position and what he adds to that room and to the locker room. He's a very likable young man. We think he has a promising future.
Mike, did somebody come after him that maybe motivated you to?
No, really, you know, from a personnel standpoint, I'd never really get into that. But he definitely earned the opportunity. We brought him up last year. So we do want to have three quarterbacks up going into the playoffs. That was our focus last year, and that's very consistent this year.
So does resting Aaron factor at all into that, or is that not part of your thought process?
I'm not thinking about resting Aaron.
Two more. Mike, not Corliss. Can Ryan Taylor step right into kind of Corliss's role
I don't think it really happens. It doesn't happen that way. Just the way we function offensively, and particularly the tight end position. I mean, there's certain roles and responsibilities, really probably opportunities that'll probably spread out between DJ and Tom Ryan Taylor. So it's not just he goes in for Andrew, but DJ Williams will be up this week, and he'll be getting a piece of what Andrew was doing. Andrew was doing probably the last week was the most involved he'd been, special teams and offense.
Could you give us an overview on this Raiders team coming in and picking up Carson Palmer to help out a quarterback and the dynamics of these two kickers they have?
Well, the kickers are special. I just looked at statistics, and they've been doing it for a long time on top of that. So we're hoping the weather may factor a little bit for their productivity. But it's a very good special unit, and their ball placement is unique. Just to have both your punter and kicker have the ability to, A, not only place the ball, but the distance that they do it with is unique. But they're a good football team. They're always big, physical, talented team. Have been since my time in the league, going back to 93 with the Chiefs. They look the same getting off the bus every year. So this will be a big challenge for us.